This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Wittrock. About a year ago, a monthly fee disappeared from water bills in the Monterey Peninsula. Now, an effort to try and collect that money again is under fire. KZU's Krista Almanzon has the story.
When it comes to bringing water to Monterey Peninsula taps, the Water Management District does just about everything except actually deliver the water to the tap. That's California American Water's job. The district issues water permits, rescues fish from the lower Carmel River when it runs dry from overpumping, and has a key role in developing a new water supply to stop that overpumping. Dave Stolt is general manager of the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District.
And so you look at what's out there now, what the proposal for solving the water crisis is, it's three components: aquifer storage and recovery, groundwater replenishment, and desal.
The district is a partner in the groundwater replenishment component and owns the aquifer storage and recovery system, which is already in use. It takes the winter overflows off the Carmel River and stores it for later.
So we're putting that water into the CalAM system. CalAM's delivering it, but the service is still there. The water supply reaches the home.
For its service, the district used to collect a user fee on CalAM water bills, annually about $3.7 million. But after nearly three decades, a judge said that while the district had the right to collect the fee, it couldn't put it on CalAM's bill. This is where the new fee enters the picture. In an effort to recoup that loss, the district plans to add a fee to property tax bills. The fee ranges from just over $39 a year for a small house to more than $200 for some businesses. The money will go toward the new water supply.
Water is our number one priority. Always has been, probably always will be.
That's Kevin Stone with the Monterey County Association of Realtors. He says while the association supports getting a new water supply, it doesn't support how the district is trying to get the funding.
The fundamental issue is the fact that the Water Management District is trying to secure a new long-term financing stream on the backs of property owners via the tax bill, without giving the property owner a chance to actually vote on it.
Following a method laid out by Proposition 218, the district mailed a notice to Monterey Peninsula property owners about the fee and gave them 45 days to protest. More than 50% of property owners must submit a written protest to stop the fee. Imposing a fee through 218 can be murky. The proposition restricts property-related fees with some exceptions, like water delivery. But remember, CalAM is actually the entity delivering water to the tap. For that reason, Stone considers this a tax and wants a public vote.
The Water Management District is not a water purveyor. They do not provide water service to California American Water Company ratepayers. They just don't.
The Monterey County Association of Realtors has launched an all-out campaign trying to encourage enough written protests to stop the fee. A stack of yard signs promoting StopWaterTax.com sits in the corner of Stone's office.
You'll probably see more of these in the next 2 weeks. We don't have a whole lot of time before June 12th, so this will be the final stretch.
June 12th is the public hearing on the fee. That's when Dave Stolt hopes to see it pass. Since the district delivers water to CalAM, he says it has the right to add the fee to property tax bills.
In this particular process, it doesn't require a vote. Voting is expensive. We would have to foot the bill for that. And to get a ballot measure put together would be almost a year from now. And so we'd lose a complete year of time with an uncertain outcome. That's not in the best interest of the people of the peninsula who need water.
If the fee does pass, Stone says the Monterey County Association of Realtors is seriously considering legal action. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.